This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A handshake, smiles, and a truce today in the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas met there, the first meeting between the two men since Abbas succeeded Yasser Arafat as Palestinian leader. Our colleague Robert Siegel is in Sharm el-Sheikh, and he joins us now. Robert, what was discussed today, and what precisely did they agree upon?
Well, both President Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Sharon made declarations in which each one pledged an end to violence. In the Palestinian vocabulary, that means both Israeli and Palestinian violence. In the Israeli vocabulary, that's Palestinian violence and Israeli military action in response to it. But they used words like no more violence against Israelis anywhere or everywhere, implying that an attack against Israeli settlers or soldiers is no more justified today by the Palestinian Authority than an attack against Israeli civilians in Tel Aviv. The Israelis, in exchange, say that no military action means no more so-called targeted killings, assassinations of people who are suspected of leading plots against Israelis. That's out for now.
How significant are these developments?
Well, compared with what we've had for the past 4 years, they're extremely significant. Things have been so bad that at this point, the Palestinians would just like to get back to where we were in 2000 or 2001 before the so-called Al-Aqsa Intifada, this last Palestinian uprising, began. These ceasefires that were announced today still have to be tested by time and by the political clout of both leaders, but they are the most hopeful sign we've seen in Israeli-Palestinian relations in several years.
Now, you've talked about what the two leaders did talk about. What issues weren't on the table at this point?
Well, they sort of punted on some questions that the Palestinians wanted on the table, like prisoner releases, and they agreed to set up a joint Israeli-Palestinian committee to consider and to deal with prisoner releases. The Palestinians wanted this summit to address the security barrier. They call it the wall that Israel is putting up, and that did not arise. It really, instead, was all about the ceasefire, this mutual renunciation of force. And, of course, there is a whole raft of big final status issues that are nowhere near this summit, the issues of refugees or the status of East Jerusalem or even the final borders of Israel and Palestine.
Now, each of these two men will have to go back and explain these developments to their own people. How are they spinning what's happened today?
Well, we're hearing from the spinners, and there were plenty of Israeli spinners and a couple of Palestinian ones as well out talking to all the journalists who are covering this thing. They're all saying this is a time of new beginnings. The Israelis are pointing out to real improvements thanks to Mahmoud Abbas. They feel things that are happening now could not have happened when Yasser Arafat was Palestinian president. The Palestinians are saying, we didn't get everything on the agenda of this summit that we wanted, but we got a mutual ceasefire declaration, and that is the beginning of all possibilities.
The absence of Yasser Arafat, how would you then describe the atmosphere at this meeting?
Well, the atmosphere among the participants seemed to be, it was all unfolding pretty far away from where those of us who were covering it were, it seemed to be pretty warm. We were told that people got along quite well. It was rather formal by the time they read out their formal statements. But it was one of those events whose very taking place, and the pictures of it taking place, were probably about as important as the substance of what was said, given the horrible relations between Israelis and Palestinians over the past few years.
Thanks so much, Robert.
Thank you, Michelle.
Our colleague Robert Siegel in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, he'll be traveling and reporting in the Middle East for a few weeks.